Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 23rd of June. A look at the week's local news in Surrey. I'm Graham Laycock, and at the Surrey Advertiser News Desk is journalist Tom Smirthwaite to discuss this week's local news stories. And first look at this week's headlines. Anger at missed bin collections. There's shock and outrage over charges at tennis courts and road chaos as Melting Hog's Back is closed. All these stories and more as we continue in the heat with Tom. Good afternoon, Tom.
Hi there, Graham. How are you today?
Very well. And you?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. Yeah,
good to have you back. We haven't had you on the air for a little while.
But
probably start, first of all, when this anger about missed bin collections. I can imagine that this hot weather, that is not going to be very popular.
No, this is a big story in Elmbridge this week. Well, it's actually been going on since the start of June. The Elmbridge Borough Council agreed a multi-borough deal with Amy to collect the rubbish and recycling and food waste. Amy actually started in Elmbridge at the start of June, and there have been an awful lot of problems with people saying that their bins haven't been collected. It seems to sort of, be a mixture of their general rubbish, recycling, and food. It seems to sort of vary from area to area. It doesn't seem to be one specific place either. It seems to be across the whole borough. Just random roads and complexes have been missed out by the bin collection. So obviously the weather hasn't helped, as you mentioned. Things starting to smell. We've been sent a few pictures of overflowing bins. People aren't happy. I've had a lot of contact from residents saying, you know, it's not good enough. Cambridge Borough Council have apologised for the problems. They say that things are improving slowly, and they advise people to contact them and just to highlight which roads have been missed out so they can hopefully resolve this issue. But yeah, it's not a good start to that. It's a 10-year contract as well for Amy, so not a great start for them.
No. Do you think it's just unfamiliarity with it all at the moment, or confusion over each crew, what they should be doing?
Yeah, I mean, frankly, they've taken on a lot of the same staff as previous contractors, so there shouldn't be any particular reason why there have been so many problems, but whatever's happening, there is an issue.
They need to get a grip on it, don't they?
Yeah, and they are heading to Woking, Surrey Heath and Mole Valley in the next year as well, so hopefully there won't be the same problems
in those. You sound like that's a warning, yeah.
Yeah, just beware.
Right, now there's been shock and outrage over charges at tennis courts.
Yeah, this is a big story for us. We've been covering it over the last few months. Again, it's Elmbridge Borough Council, not a good week for them. They introduced charges to play on the public tennis courts that they manage, the 12 sites throughout the borough, on June the 12th. It ranges from £5 per court per hour, or you can get a year membership for a family for £36. Anyway, the lady has started a petition. She lives in Weybridge, and she uses the Churchfield grounds very near you regularly. And she's noticed that since the charges were brought in, there's been a drop in users. There's been empty courts where there were once lots of people playing. So obviously, before you could just turn up and play. Now you have to book it online beforehand. She started a petition. It's been signed by more than 600 people. Actually, Judy Murray, Andy Murray's mother, has been tweeting about it too.
Good.
She's getting involved. She's a big
Any councillors getting involved at the moment?
They've been. Apparently, they have contacted the lady, Gillian Harvey Bush, who started the petition. Since the various sort of local news sites have run the story, and since it's sort of, got out there, a few have contacted her directly. Elmbridge Borough Council, for their part, said that the decision was not taken lightly to introduce the charges. They've done it to help the regular maintenance and to maintain the safety standards for the courts. Obviously, it's got to be paid for somehow to maintain these courts. They say they've started a range of sort of participation programs within the borough to help more people get involved and play tennis.
Well, this is counterintuitive to that, isn't it, really?
You would have thought so, yeah. Oddly, or maybe not surprisingly, the LTA, Lawn Tennis Association, they're backing the Elmbridge Borough Council plan. They've actually donated £25,000 to help implement the gates at the courts and publicise the scheme. So it's got the support of British Tennis. So right. They think that's...
Well, I see. So you can't actually enter the courts until you've paid something, then, is it? Now, is it gates
right.
and...
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So the casual user who just wants a knockabout, maybe we discourage.
Yes, or to encourage young people to get off from behind their computers and get a bit of exercise.
Yeah, we've got Wimbledon coming up, of course, which is always a time when courts generally get...
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see where this one goes. I know there was, of course, uproar a few years ago when the councils were planning to charge for on-street parking, and all that got stopped, didn't it?
Yes, definitely. Actually, the one thing I'd like to add, an interesting thing that came out of this story, the land at Churchfields, behind your studio, was actually donated by a John Lyle from Tate and Lyle.
Oh, really?
December 1907.
Right.
He donated it so it would never be built on.
Right.
He donated it for a space for the elderly and young people to relax.
So there's a sort of covenant on it, is there?
Yeah.
Right.
And so Gillian Harvey Bush, who started the petition, has mentioned that he probably wouldn't be too pleased that now people have to pay to tennis courts on this land that he donated in 1907.
Yeah. But you do often wonder with these schemes, the amount of administration that it costs to get the money in, probably is it worth it?
Yeah, I've also seen some feedback that apparently the online booking system isn't that easy to use as well.
Yeah.
Lots of the courts are showing up as being booked.
Oh dear.
Certainly. Teething problems, but hopefully
Well, another battle that's been raging is about street lighting, with Surrey County Council turning off the lights on the streets overnight, but residents win a street light battle after an 11-week delay.
Yeah, this is another huge story for us, since Surrey County Council approved plans to turn off 44,000 street lights back in October from midnight to 5 a.m, which would save them £210,000. Spelthorne Borough Council in particular were angry about this. They have a lot of shift workers, they have a lot of people working at Heathrow, and they say that it would affect them particularly. So when it was announced, they started to negotiate with Surrey County Council to try and get their streetlights turned back on. And if we are to believe Spelthorne Borough Council, last night they were turned back on. So they negotiated a deal. They say it will cost them around £21,000 a year to turn the lights back on. Surrey County Council are open to other boroughs and districts who, if they want to pay the County Council to turn their lights back on. I'm not sure if there's been any response just yet. I know, again, in Elmbridge, there's quite a lot of anger, especially in places like Molesey, with the street lights going off. Other areas, if you don't mind it at all, they like a bit of darkness at night. You can see the stars and, you know, good for the wildlife and things like that. So, yeah, it's another matter that's sort of divided people.
Yeah, I think particularly Spelthorne, of course, being near to Heathrow, there's a lot of night shift workers, aren't there, who are benefiting from the lights being back on again. But you say some people would like to have a light-free sky to see at night.
Yeah, I mean, generalising, in the southern parts of Surrey, where it is a bit more rural, maybe there's not too much of an issue. But in the northern parts, where you have got Heathrow and big business and shift work, it's perhaps more of a problem.
Yeah. All right, we'll have to see whether other local councils follow suit on that one. Well, we've all been coping with the heat this week, but it sounds like the Hog's Back has gone into meltdown.
Yeah, so this is causing major problems on the A31 Hog's Back, just by where it splits off from the A3 in the Puttenham area. On Monday, they had to close one lane as it was the tarmac was melting. But I've since heard that it's the highest A road in Surrey.
Oh, is it? Right, the highest, yeah.
Yeah, so obviously it may be more susceptible to the sun.
Yeah, it's nearer the sun.
Yeah.
Right, slightly.
That's the official line. So we had one lane closed on Monday, and then on Wednesday they closed the other lane. So we had both lanes closed.
Oh, no, so the whole road was closed.
Yeah, the entire westbound section, about 3 kilometres,
right.
Was closed. So there was a huge diversion in place. Obviously a knock-on effect to the people using the A3, especially going southbound.
Right.
Surrey County Council are going to close the road at night time for the next 7 nights, starting from yesterday, in an attempt to try and see sort the issue out.
Presumably it might need some resurfacing in the end.
Yeah, I would call major resurfacing and some sort of heat-proof top layer, I would imagine.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know what you do with that, yes.
Right. One motorist compared it to a bar of chocolate.
Yeah, it's going to become more of an issue, I think, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Now, turning to recycling, Village Recycling Centre among those set to close.
Yeah, so this is an announcement by Surrey County Council. They're going to close 4 recycling centres in Cranley, Bagshot, Dorking and Wallingham. Again, to save money, to save about £2 million a year. They say, Surrey County Council say they need to save more than £100 million this year. So I expect to see a few more stories like this appearing. Obviously, people aren't massively happy about this news. Liberal Democrats, the opposition, have said it will be a green light for fly fitting in the county, because that's one of the issues that people have.
Yes, that's a good point, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we've done a few. Obviously, we do quite a few fly tipping stories. Quite a few in Elmbridge recently. So again, it's to save money. They say there are other sort of recycling centres that can cover, but there's a danger that they will close. Mm.
And as you say, with Surrey having a budget gap to fill at the moment, this might be the last story of this nature.
Yeah, it seems like a huge amount of money to try and save, and they've got so many commitments to services throughout the county.
Mm. Now, finally, the block of flats sit for site for a former pub.
Yeah, this is the site of the former Goldsworth Arms pub in Goldsworth Road in Woking. Woking Borough Council have tentatively agreed for a block of 43 affordable flats, 32 two-bedroom and 11 one-bedroom. 5 and 6 stories. The interesting thing I thought about this story was a response by the Campaign for Real Ale. And they pointed out that when it was demolished back in 2015, the law, you could actually demolish pubs without having planning permission. Whereas that's been a recent law change after campaigning by Camera, which says that if you want to demolish a pub, you have to have planning applications in place. So they were obviously very upset that the Goldsworth Arms was demolished. They say that with the growing area around in Woking, it's obviously a very up-and-coming place, that it would actually, they could have made a success of the pub. But it was just knocked down without any planning permission in place. But now you actually have to have planning applications in place before you demolish pubs, which is, if you're a fan of pubs, it's obviously a good move.
Yes, I can remember a year or two ago, there was frequent stories of pub closures in our area, wasn't there?
Yeah, no, it seems to be all too common. It's always generally for apartments and housing. And in this case, it's 100% affordable units. So
right.
good news for people trying to
get on. Yes, at least it's that. We do desperately need more homes, don't we?
Yes.
Indeed. Right, well, Tom, thank you so much for taking us through the news this week. And we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Ryan. Have a good weekend.
And you. Bye for now.
Bye.
This has been Brooklyn's Radio News Review with Graham Laycock and from the Surrey Advertiser, Tom Smurthwaite. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Brooklyn's Radio. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser and you can keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.